We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're live at the Houston Sports Awards, downtown Houston, the Hilton Americas, right next to Toyota Center, in between Toyota Center, the George R. Brown, right next to Discovery Green. Great day. My name's Sean Pendergast alongside Clint Sterner as we, if you're coming out here tonight, get you ready for the Houston Sports Awards. But if you're just tuning in along the way, we are going to make you feel good about the Houston sports scene. I think we need a little bit of that sprinkled into our lives these last few days, Clint. This will be a night where we actually walk out feeling really good about things going on in this town sports-wise.
A little feel-good never hurts.
That's
man.
Right.
Come on. It's time. We've been drugged through the mud enough. It's time to acknowledge some of the greats and literally how great the scene is here in Houston across the board.
No doubt. All right, so speaking of greats, Tom Brady, he's great.
Yeah.
Maybe the greatest of all time. He is at least making intimations that he might not be back in New England next year. Before we get into this little exercise here, do you think Tom Brady is going to be playing anywhere other than the New England Patriots next year?
I do not think that he's going to play his last snap of football in his career with anybody other than New England. I do not believe that he's going to throw a pick six on his last pass attempt in pro football.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, brother. I think that seems like a very elementary thing considering how many championships the guy has and what all he's done in his career. But I guarantee you that keeps him up at night.
Brady strikes me as somebody who, if he were planning on retiring, would change his plans because of the last pass being a pick
no
six.
No doubt. There right? is no doubt about it.
He's that
I'm not going out like
right.
that.
He would have announced it like 3 weeks before that. Like, I'm retiring. That's going to be whatever the last game is, that's going to be my last game, win or lose.
Sean,
and they're like, and then he'd unretire and they'd be like, you said win or lose. Yeah, but I didn't say throwing a pick six to my former teammate
on the
last play.
It's very difficult to sell the fact that it was borderline criminal, the athletes that you were surrounded by and what management did to you. It's hard to sell that fact when they go, yeah, but your last pass attempt was a pick six, bud. Didn't matter who you were throwing to. So, I think he's back, baby.
All right, so let's pretend for a second New England doesn't want him back.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't quit. We fire you. So he's got to find another team. I have found seven teams that I think are anywhere from a great fit to a long shot. Just seven, because let's face it. Most teams around the league have their quarterback. And I'm not saying the quarterbacks they have are better than Tom Brady, but they're, Cleveland is married to Baker Mayfield right now. They're going to roll with him and see what happens.
They've all got a plan, and they're not going to interrupt that plan or disrupt that plan with a 42-year-old quarterback, even though he does have enough rings for two hands.
Correct.
I mean, it's not in the plans.
Right.
But I understand. Go ahead.
Right. Okay, so these are the teams I think are a great fit. The Los Angeles Chargers, who will not have Philip Rivers next year. He and his wife have packed up with their 38 kids, and they moved across country to the state of Florida recently. That seems to indicate to me he's not going to be back with the Chargers next year.
Fair enough.
Yeah, pretty good detective work by me right
now. Yes.
Let's see. He's not living in California anymore.
He moved.
And he has 10 kids, and he moved them all to Florida.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be back.
When your cheapest mode of travel is private jet because you got so many kids,
right.
He probably ain't coming back.
What do you think about the Chargers as a place for Tom Brady?
I don't like it. And here's why. I think they've had their fair share of old quarterbacks, Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame type of quarterbacks, quarterbacks that aren't mobile. I think the Chargers are a team, Sean, that I think the next time we lay eyes on them have done a 180 relative to scheme. I think they go in a direction of a more college-esque type scheme with a mobile quarterback moving around.
Wow, do you think, could that be a home for Tua? They pick sixth.
Man, I don't know. I'm not sold on Tua being a top five guy. I'm just not. So I'm anxious to see.
I know they pick sixth.
Yeah, well, sixth. Okay, see, top ten guy.
Yeah, I'm not sold that
these teams aren't going to fall in love with Herbert and his size and his arm strength. And I really like the Love kid out of Utah State.
Utah State,
when you watch him spin it, man, it's impressive. And so I'm just not sure that Tua is going to separate himself come time. I mean, that would be a good one, though. I mean, I think you know where I see New England making a strong push to be in play
for one
to get a shot at one of these quarterbacks, particularly Tua.
Yeah. Well, it helps that they lost in the divisional round because they lost in the wild card round because that means they're picking higher than they're normally used to picking. This is a team that's been in the AFC Championship game for virtually the entire decade. So they're picking a little high. It's not like they're picking 10th or anything, but they're at least picking at a spot where it's easier to move up from. Teams have moved up from the low 20s to get into position to do that before. All right, so you say no to the Chargers. All right, my next one that I think is a good fit, the Chicago Bears.
Ooh, man, now that one's
now this would be a team going away from a young quarterback that they drafted.
Yeah, that would be interesting to me. It's a great fit outdoors. Rough weather, he's used to that. It's not a problem.
Now, Seth said today that maybe Brady might not want to play in rough weather because he's like, screw this, I'm 43.
Yeah.
Put me in a dome. Put me somewhere warm.
That's big Seth at 42, 43 thinking, like, give me somewhere where the weather doesn't beat on me. I don't know, Sean. I'm not sold that Nagy is the right guy. Obviously had a hell of a run that first year, but has dealt with some serious adversity since. I would say no go in Chicago.
No go in Chicago. Seth Payne agrees with you. All right. We're going through seven teams for Tom Brady. Seth this morning had one that he really, really liked. We have not gotten to it yet. He agrees with you on both of these. Indianapolis Colts. They've got a ton of cap space. So theoretically, Brady could maybe have some input on how they use that cap space
indoor
to go get some things. It's indoors. It's a winnable division, right?
Star receiver.
He's got T.Y. Hilton there.
Great run game. Boy, you're going to have a hard time not convincing me.
Good GM, good head coach.
Yes, Frank, former quarterback, gets it. Ooh. Indy's in play. I'll tell you this. Indy's in play for me right now. I got to hear the other ones.
Indy's in play. All right. Those are the three I qualify as great fits. These two, I think, are decent fits. The Las Vegas Raiders. Brady was spotted talking to Mark Davis, I think, at the UFC event over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Las Vegas Raiders with John Gruden.
I think it's the off-the-field stuff piques my interest. New franchise. You know, Brady has shown the ability somehow, some way in New England to have very lucrative deals off the field, obviously, and with his – with his celebrity wife, God, that would be a good fit. I'm gonna say no. I think Gruden wants a younger, sexier quarterback to build over 10 years with. I don't think he's gonna waste year three for him for Gruden.
Yeah,
out there.
Year three. Yeah.
I don't think Gruden's gonna take year three of a 10-year deal and go with an old head like that at the end of the rope. So I'm gonna go no in Vegas.
Yeah, Seth thought that Brady would murder Gruden by the second week of training camp.
Yeah, Gruden definitely ain't going to talk to Brady the way that he talked to Sims back in the day, that's for sure.
All right, my other decent fit, Tampa Bay. Bruce Arians, who's had success with an older quarterback. Weapons, probably the best weapons of any of the seven teams that I'm going to name for you. A defense that was pretty good last year, actually, and they won seven games with Jameis throwing 30 picks.
Yes.
If you had a quarterback who threw six picks instead of 30 picks, how many wins is that worth?
Oh, hey, look, that team right there, healthy. That football team right there is making a playoff run. Healthy. I mean, they got some holes in the secondary that they've got to patch up, I think. I don't know.
Even with Jameis, or are you talking about with
Brady? No, not with Jameis. You can't turn the football over at that rate right there. I don't give a damn how good you are.
Yeah, yeah.
But you get Brady in there with those weapons. Bruce Arians is an absolute monster. I love Bruce Arians. From a coaching standpoint, and not just schematically, but dealing with the quarterback and having that relationship, I like Tampa more than I do Indy, actually.
So did Seth Payne. That was the one. Tampa was the one. He was like, "Ooh, I'm kind of hot on this one." I don't think he expected to be.
I didn't
either. He talked himself into it.
I tried to guess the teams that you were going to pick, and Tampa was not on the list. But when you say it, I'm telling you, that's. I think Brady.
Imagine Brady and Breeze in the same division.
Oh my God!
How fun would that be? Twice a year.
Hey, but the thing, the hot button right now with Brady is no doubt about it. The fact that he was not surrounded with any talent.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always done more with less. But when you give that guy, when less is what you saw from that offense this year, I mean, I'm serious, man. He should be pissed off. I'm not usually one to say that a quarterback, you should just go to war with who you got, go to battle with who you got. Brady should be questioning what in the hell Belichick and Kraft and them boys were doing. And Casario and all them guys, what in the hell were they doing thinking they could win with that group? So I think that's a hot button. And them Tampa Bay receivers, ooh-wee, they're nice. So, I like Tampa.
Just to close out the topic, as I said, there's seven teams. I had two long shots on the board. Dallas.
Ooh, the abnormal – and I'm going to ask Jerry about this later. They're married to Kellen Moore. And they're married to Dak Prescott. And I like Dak. I mean, I love Dak.
I do, too. It's just something that's sexy and noteworthy and publicity-worthy.
And Jerry's just crazy enough to try to pull it off and bring in the GOAT and sell enough tickets and sell some jerseys and that kind of thing to make it worth your while. Whether you win or not is irrelevant. You're going to be the primetime game. Not that you're not already in that conversation. You bring Brady in and you jump to as many open primetime games. You talk about what they call it earlier, flexing the schedule.
Yeah.
They'll start flexing the hell out of that schedule with the Cowboys for sure. But no, I just.
And Dak immediately becomes the number one free agent on the market, right?
Yeah.
If they do that.
No doubt.
Yeah. I don't think so either, but that's why it's a long shot. The other long shot, which makes a little more sense, I think, Tennessee. You know, yeah. Mike Vrabel, his former teammate, is the head coach there. It's a good team. They've got pieces. They made the AFC Championship game. I don't think Tannehill's in for longer than 2 or 3 years at the most in Tennessee, which is what Brady would be in for. Would you rather have Brady at age 43 for a couple of years or Ryan Tannehill for a couple of years?
Oh, man. You know – and what they asked their quarterback to do there, Tannehill moves around. Obviously, from an intangible standpoint, you would love to have Brady in that locker room to move things. But obviously, they're doing good things in that category because they just went to the championship game. I'm out on Tennessee.
Brady. A long shot.
I would go Tampa, Indy, and then my long shot or wild card would be Dallas simply for what you said of just I do believe that star being the lead story on TV means a lot more to Jerry than it does most owners.
Yeah.
And Jerry, there's no telling, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.